Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting through it. Masters. People stroking it. Getting set. A lot of action going on this Saturday as we set up for what is must-see TV, and that is Sunday at Augusta. I mean, it is really one of, if you're into sports, I doubt it if there are very few Sundays that you have not been in a stationary position.
Very few.
You don't plan things on Master Sunday.
Can't. No, Master Sunday especially.
Calendar
is clear.
Clear, yeah.
Completely.
You can really tell if somebody cares about you if they book you for an appointment on Masters Sundays. Shout out to Charles Butler Jr., a.k.a. DJ Chuck B. Turned 50.
Wow.
And that's usually the time I would throw in a slide. I throw in a zing.
A jab.
I take a jab right there because he's wide open for me to take it. But I'm not going to do it, man. He's a great dude. He really is. Good family and always upbeat. I enjoy people that have a torch that's never dim.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck B is that kind of guy. So happy birthday. 50. And it's almost uncomfortable for me not to say something funny at that point. We do that on birthdays. Do we never acknowledge what it is?
No, you can't.
You got to take a shot at that point. Seriously, Slim? You know, but no, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. Although it's tempting, not going to do it. Yeah, I am. Big Tony. Have you ever met Big Tony?
No, not in person, no.
Okay. I'm going to make sure you do that. Everybody needs to be able to say they've actually seen him in person, met him in person, because you won't believe it.
Met the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, I mean, he's bigger than Big L.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, somebody called me tall earlier this week who was not expecting that from, and it was Grant Paulson called me tall, which is shocking.
Grant's honest.
Honest
to him.
It's true. Compared
you're
to
taller
Grant,
than him, yeah.
I am taller than Grant. Yeah. That is true.
I told Grant this week, G&D, afternoons here on 106.7 The Fan, must listen to. And I was like, dude, seriously, I'm going to have a real problem. You're going to have a problem with me. They did about 40-minute segment last week on Ooh. Desserts.
Oh, no.
And, you know, Grant's saying, they were mentioning things, and it's like just here when you're trying to really be good about avoiding mm-hmm. sugar or avoiding certain things that
mm-hmm. I'm starting to make that kind of transition.
Things are, you know.
It's tough.
But it's discipline and a lack thereof.
Yeah.
And it's also decisions that life is based on decisions.
For me, my problem is impulsiveness.
That you make. Well, but to hear Grant, and it's amazing how the brain, how we focus off what we hear and then we can visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned oatmeal raisin cookies. Now, everybody's got a go-to. Like for me, it's sweet potato pie.
Wow. That's a good one.
And Ricky Irvin's, by the way, old number 32. He's got his own signature brand, sweet potato pie. That's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. The Trojan He's doing a great job, and I love praising him because he's entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm.
And guys that play ball, one of the things I'll never forget, Brig Owens and that group, Charlie Taylor, and thinking that what those guys did, Pete Wysocki, they all had jobs because they worked in the off seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because the league, you weren't making that kind of money.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing ever happened. In terms in the long run, because those guys had no other choice. You had to be entrepreneurial to understand that you playing was not going to change your life to the point where you could just become a vegetable or submerge yourself in video games or golf or hunting or whatever your diversion became. And I think that that was very, very important. But no, so it's all relevant, man. But in sports, you have to find a way to stay on track and to understand where to put your time, because that's free time is not a good thing for a lot of people. Sometimes it's the root of evil. Is that free time? Being structured is also something that. That kind of helps out. So I find it interesting. And mentioning Big Tony, which is really not that good. This can't be the Dre, the Mathers Finest. Well, let's see. Dre, what's up?
Dre, no.
Oh, okay.
Got Kelvin.
Oh, Kelvin. All right, Kelvin. Long time no hear. Kelvin, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, what's happening?
Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good. Masters Saturday, NBA's and a little bit of a take a deep breath. We're just getting lined up, man, for something great. And around 6 o'clock on Sunday, it doesn't get better. And now there are things that equal it, but I think it is it's on the Mount Rushmore of – moving moments, things that I want to see personally. I don't want to hear about it. I got to see it.
Especially if the guy's done it for the first time.
No, but whoever wins, I have to see.
Yeah.
6 o'clock on Sunday.
You're locked in.
Yeah, I'm locked in. I'm locked in. I can't say that about every sport, but for that one, yeah, I want to be locked in.
What say you, Kelvin? Are you locked in?
I am locked in.
Okay. Pulling for.
Well, you know, I've been watching Tiger since he was a kid.
Yep.
So,
me too.
And I just wanted to make the cut. You know, I think
he did that.
The record.
He did it.
26 cuts. Yeah.
24.
He did it. Yeah. 24. Yeah.
Yes.
Now he did it, but 24? You realize that's not enough for him.
Not for Tiger. No.
It's not enough for him. I don't think people realize that Kobe Bryant came off a ruptured Achilles. They talk about these injuries. Certain guys, they're built differently, man. We're looking at Tiger Woods, and some of us are feeling bad for him. He ain't feeling bad for him at all. At all.
I'm pretty sure he's in the money at this
point.
It's
like David Goggins, man. It's just, he built differently. This dude go out and run 100 miles. He's just, this dude is wired differently. And so, I think it's awesome that we get a chance to be in the same time frame with them, that we get a chance to share this. And that's why I gave my boy Awad so much credit, because at 30 years old, Awad's a baby, and he grew up with Tiger. So that's his guy. And it pains him to see Tiger in pain.
I mean, it doesn't not pain me to see Tiger in pain. It's the, I don't know, it's the succession of greatness. Because, like, you got all these golfers coming in. Now, some of them are not performing very well at this course. But, like, it's just the, I don't know. Tiger's done a pretty good job at passing the torch and taking a lot of these guys under his wing and, like, helping them out, helping. Because Tiger knows that this generation of golfers grew up watching him. So he knows that he's the Kobe, the LeBron of golf for these guys.
Oh, he's the MJ.
Yeah, no,
of course. These guys. But here's the other thing, too. See, there's other, because our difference in age, I'm going to stretch you on this one, and I'm going to say, to me, the iconic people in sports were determined by if they forced the game to change the rules. There's only a handful of people that forced the game to change the rules, and it wasn't always fair. Back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back at 2:15 in the nation's capital. Masters back underway. You know, watching, and it is about Tiger. It really is about, as he tries to do something that after the last car accident he had, you thought would be impossible. Well, he qualified, and he made the cut to get to this weekend still. And then to play with him, can you imagine like Max Homa playing with him? Max is 6 under, part of the threesome that was top of the leaderboard.
He's crushing it right now.
Yeah, and crushing it. But playing with him and learning from the dude, that's crazy to be. And that's what the Masters, this golf, same thing would be with high level tennis. You're playing with people you might have grown up with idolizing.
Oh, yeah. And that's the really cool thing. Like, it must have been so surreal for Max Homa to talk to Tiger and then have Tiger ask him, like, your ball striking's so good. Why aren't you winning more? Like, it's crazy to get, like, props like that from somebody who you would hold in such a high regard like that.
But that's what makes it so cool. And playing with the elements. Did we ever figure out what happened to Kelvin? You said Kelvin was in a convertible and he was...
No, he was driving with the top down, but he wasn't talking. So, Kelvin, call back if you want to up.
Well, he's one of those guys, you know, that I'm surprised he's not on a golf course. But most real avid golfers don't play during this weekend as much as they're viewing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Or they're there.
Watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're there. I guarantee you Sheehan is there. He doesn't want you to know he's there because he's going kind of undercover. But I guarantee you, I'd bet it all that Sheehan is there. Butler Cabin. Yeah. He's probably at Butler Cabin and chilling. Yeah, but I don't put anything past him having those capabilities. I'm glad that we do have – the coolest thing with the Masters is when they bring out the old pros.
Yeah.
And it's down to three. They had three of the legends. And life is not fair. Now, these are wealthy people.
They sure are.
Who look beat up. I mean, age is no joke. Age is undefeated.
Undefeated.
It's undefeated.
You can hold it off for as long as you can.
And these are people that were in relatively good shape.
Yeah.
These aren't guys sitting around eating donuts.
Yeah.
These are athletes.
Exactly.
And, man, they came out, and they still hit it. And I go, it's probably such a great sport because you can play it till they lay you down.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good to just encourage movement. Our guy B. Mitch is on a bike ride, I think, today. I want to go shout out to Brian Keith Mitchell.
B. Mitch, just I saw, because the first time I was in here, first time I met B. Mitch was very briefly when Drab first brought me in, because when we were about to hire me.
Right.
And I saw a picture of B. Mitch this week, which is the first time I've kind of like seen him.
Right.
He is trim.
Oh, no, he's evaporated.
He looks great.
Yeah, and I was like, so I say Slim. Now, it must be a cat. I don't know. He's a lunatic, so he's so competitive.
Yeah.
All they had to do, he's representing a new weight management operation. All they had to do all they had to do was threat or make it a weight. Make it, he's like, B. Mitch reminds me of the guy that's Star Trek.
Kirk?
Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Just make it competitive. Dare him. All that company had to do was.
I bet you couldn't.
Dare him to lose 25 pounds. What?
That's amazing.
Dude, he's done a metamorphosis. Now he's on the bike. He's a lunatic. So it's not the training about it. And then he does that in his sleep.
It's nuts.
And, but you got to burn that off. And that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's able to burn that off and keep him sane and balanced. And JP, how they fit in that little room together, I mean, it'd be, Finley deserves a lot of credit, man. I'm telling you, man. And usually JP, you know, he'll drop down and come out and throw the first pitch out for us, you know, in our games on the weekends. I mean, he never forgets us. He never does, which is always, always cool. This weekend also was strange because a sports icon, but a social hiccup and question mark.
Interesting way to put it.
And that's saying it mildly, that you lost in a rental James Simpson.
That was a thing that did happen this week, yes.
Yeah, and I have been very cautious monitoring this.
So you got it, yeah.
No, because this has never happened before. There's nothing like this has ever happened.
Nothing on this scale, yeah.
No,
sure.
No, in my lifetime. And I remember that there's certain things that happen that are entrenched in our mind, our memory. Where were you of the chase? I was in Vegas. We were just in there for a fight. There was a prize fight and a game of some note, but it was a work assignment.
Because it was the Knicks were on.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you start landmarking yourself like you will with the pandemic, like you will with the bridge. Anything that happens that captures all of our attention, the Rodney King deal, to me, is traumatizing. Witnessing that happen, that was one of the more brutal things that I'd witnessed. It was in prime time. And the reality of nothing coming out of that, that those men were acquitted. Nobody did a day. In that.
Yeah.
That was this tip of the spear for me. That was going, oh, wait a minute. So we speak with forked tongue. Because nobody had to tell me that. I saw that.
Yeah, you saw it.
I saw it. I never really trusted you anyway, based on your past.
Exactly.
History tells me to beware of you. Now I got a visual. And then I go, wait a minute. And nobody? Got
not
demoted?
A soul.
Seriously? Nothing? That was a game changer because it's a visual that I just could not change.
Yeah.
And if you don't think you're affected by what you see, then you're lying. Then you're lying.
It's true.
So then you get these things that are public, and because we're doing sports, we're doing it, but he's a sports figure. So even though it had nothing to do with athletics, it spilled over into it because we do this every day.
Yeah. It combined the distraction in real life, which is not a distraction.
Yeah. Now, having played in a game, you never seen this dude. I saw him at ground level. Speed, to me, I saw Daryl Green at ground level. Speed is different. It depends on what angles you're at when you see it.
Who was faster?
Daryl Green's the fastest person
That's what I
I've seen in person. Look who he caught. Dickerson and Dorsett.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going Holy Slim. But Juice, ground level, freakish. Freakish, running away from people. So you go through all this, and then you can like or dislike a person based on what you've heard about them, what you've seen, whatever. And everybody makes their own decisions. But this thing took your breath away. The car chase, everything that happened. Now, there are a lot of people in our public that I consider to be scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that ain't nothing new.
Yeah.
Okay, that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the separation between as an athlete, a lot of these numbers that era did, they did it with 12 games. Now, they're still, we're still applauding people for 1,000 yards, which is the biggest joke in the world to me. We blow smoke up at these guys' behinds about 1,000 yards. You should whip their behinds with a belt if they don't get 1,000. I hear people, it's the thing that makes me want to take my fist and slam it through a radio. I got 1,000 yards. So what? It's 17 games? I grew up, they did it in 12. 12. And so I've been looking at this from afar going, I've not heard one person say rest in peace. Not a one.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, how much money you make, who you think you are, whatever. But public opinion, it does matter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it has some effects.
Yeah.
And we talked about two people today that are no longer with us. You hear people glowing about Kevin McClendon. Glowing. I've not heard one person say anything glowing or anything at all about OJ. That's a sad way to check out. Silent about your body of work?
I don't know if people were silent.
Well, they have not been.
Kind is the word I would use.
Yeah. Well, when were they ever?
That's fair.
Yeah. Whether you know or don't know. But again, that's in our current climate. I mean, we've got a scumbag environment. And so, you be it as it will be, but if you saw a man get beaten damn near to death and nothing happened, you got to check yourself.
It will, yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We go, we do what we do, and because we have to go play, it's all like Star Trek when they were saying they were going in areas and places that others wouldn't. And I understand, you know, be you. That's what we do. We do it the way it's supposed to be done, straight up, uncut funk. Back in a moment, right here on Overtime. We are back with you at 2:34 in the nation's capital. Beautiful out there. And we love it when Mother Nature works with us, works in sync. It can be brutal, but it is kind of good to get some coordination. Now, Max, you made it, brought it to my attention. We have someone that can actually help us.
Yeah, we usually don't get those around here, but Michelle wants to kind of touch on how OJ's passing and all that.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Doc. Season ticket holder and huge Redskins fan.
Oh, hail to the W.
Hail to the Redskins or the Commanders. I reflected on O.J. Simpson because, you know, he was somebody I admired so much growing up as a football player. And yet I said we lost an opportunity because he died of prostate cancer. And being in the medical field, it just, no matter who it is and how the country views the person, prostate cancer shouldn't have killed him if he was getting screened. And that regular screening is very important because that had to be, from I read the case, it had to be end stage. And, you know, we miss an opportunity if we don't think about people as people, because there's nobody that was all good or all bad, regardless of how the public demonizes certain situations. I reflected on that. I reflected on the day in Montana when I was watching that whole thing unfold. I was at a board meeting in Montana and just being, of course, stunned by all of it. And that's really what I had to say.
No, it's good. A public reminder, especially for men, Neanderthals, who don't want to get anything checked other than this a sport. No, you're right. And no one will ever know why. I didn't even know he was ill. I mean, I see he go on social.
Yeah.
And he throw out these things about, see, on the golf course. He played it off. When I saw him with a cane in one of the shots, I was blown away.
Because mm-hmm.
you just don't imagine a guy that athletic being crippled. You know.
Yeah, and the fact that he had chemo, you know, 99% of prostate cancer is curable in the earlier stages.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that he had taken chemotherapy tells me it was widely spread by the time it was apparently detected in February or, you know, a couple
yeah,
months.
Yeah, I had two friends who have beat it. You're right. They catch it early stage and go through the process and get it. But again, the old people used to say, they had a saying back when out in the 60s, that a hard head makes for a soft behind. and so I would say that Orenthal never struck me as a guy that was a good listener. And right. And I think that might have been his own to his destruction. Me as a guy that was a good listener.
Yeah, I think he thought he was, if you will, infallible to it, like a lot
yeah.
of exactly.
Yeah.
I worked on the NFL COVID diagnostic committee.
Oh, okay.
And with the whole COVID thing.
That was rugged.
Alan Sill, Dr. Sills, the medical director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was the same thing. The players felt they were infallible. And it wasn't true. I mean, I kept bringing up to them, there are older coaches in this league. That, you know, can't forget that they're in their 60s and maybe 70, highly vulnerable
yeah.
to the virus. And boy, we all went around and around about that for a while.
Well, you're a saint to have just joined the show and dropped that knowledge on us. Because we have a lot of males that listen, and a lot of Neanderthals like Big Tony, who's a caveman. And it, part of what makes you really good at something is a deterrent to healthy values. And I don't think it's just athletes. I think armed forces, our military, our police. I mean, the most dangerous jobs in the world require people that are a little bit off the knocker. Always say it. Our firefighters, God love them. Because they run into places I'm running out of. They run into it. And so, yeah, you're right. And that mindset, that psyche, somebody has to help them. Somebody got to deal with them. You know, who walks them through tough times? Who talks them through it? You can't tell me this guy didn't have medical help and assistance. I could imagine somebody told him and warned him, and he blew it off. And he did that thing, hey, man, I'm OJ. Okay. All right.
Well, I had a close friend. We were talking about prostate cancer, and he just said he just missed his urology appointment 2 years in a row. He came into the third year, his PSA was sky high.
Mm-hmm.
So he was diagnosed in a matter of a couple of years with stage 4 prostate cancer. So I just encourage people, you know, those annual screenings, whether it's colon cancer or prostate cancer is easy. It's just a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
It's not invasive at all, you know, to get that done.
Right. Well, you did your job today because we have a lot of knuckleheads that listen to me. And by design, and they call canines. And they're tough as nails, but they do things that, you know, are questionable, but that's what makes them who they are. And especially the tough sports, hockey, wrestling, football, rugby. There's just some things that you have to be a little bit off your rocker to even be attracted to it. And as a result, it makes it difficult for you to navigate in what's, quote, called normal. Because you cannot be a stud and consider the things normal. And that's, yeah, but you're a saint. Thank you very much for what you did. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I appreciate listening to you from a football standpoint. I do listen.
Oh, I appreciate that. I haven't had a whole bunch of good to say for a past decade, but it's I'm surprised anybody listens. We've been terrible. And it's been, we've been bad so long that it's exhausting. I mean, that's why this group now, I'm so happy I don't have to think for them. These last nitwits we had, I always felt like I had to think for them. I don't even consider anything now. Yeah, I'm trusting in Peter. I'm trusting in this group. And if I got to give them the benefit of the doubt. And this is on them. And I just trust that they will take it. You'd almost have to be blind as a bat to do worse than the group that they replaced. So I think by that alone, we're in good shape. Appreciate the phone call. It is 2:42 in the nation's capital on a beautiful Saturday. And if you're watching the tube, it's all good. If not, then we got you covered. As we take a break here and we'll come back, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I might put Max on the spot when we return. Trying to get through the back channels, trying to get me to tell you if Mad Max was putting his money on Jamal Hill.
No.
Tonight.
Not happening.
UFC. Lamont Jordan is going to be all over this. Big UFC guy. He will join us tomorrow. Overtime, AM. We're doing brunch tomorrow, 9 AM. And he will join us, the Dean of all Deans, David Aldridge, Scott Jackson, Ben Standing. Yeah, we're rocking the house.
You're loaded tomorrow. Up tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Master Sunday.
Yeah, you got to come with the heavy
hitting lineup. Yeah, Master Sunday, we can't, we ain't messing around. We try to always honor. That's a big day in sports, Sundays in general. Is not to be kidding around, but who do you like? I know you on into this.
Tonight's a big night. I got it on the sheet right here. Like, let me just start off.
Okay, do it.
12 former or current champions on this card. 12. Like maybe 15 fights, I think, and there are 18 ranked fighters in the top 15. So this is like the best of the best going at it. Dana White has already announced that there are over 1 million pay-per-view buys, which is the third highest of all time. No, the highest for a fight or for a card where Conor McGregor isn't fighting. And then we got a bunch of people making like a debut. Like Kyla Harrison is coming over from, I forget if she was fighting for, she was fighting for PFL. And so she just signed her UFC contract. So she's making her debut against Holly Holm. So Kyla Harrison is a 16-1 record. Mm-hmm. So she's hugely important for the UFC. I think she's going to have a great night tonight. And then Dana White announced before the at the presser, I think it was on Thursday. So usually the bonuses are $50,000, like for just if Dana White decides you have a pretty fun fight. Bonuses tonight, $300,000. So he multiplied it by six and said, all right, guys, let's put on a show.
It is the most brutal sport, I think, in our society.
It really is.
Right now. I always say, a lot of people say they didn't want their kids to play football.
I don't want my kid fighting.
I would not. UFC, to me, boxing, prize fighting, not a problem.
No.
But UFC,
it's,
I just cannot see how parents get through that. And then if your daughter... I look at this thing and I go, it is the closest thing we have.
It really is a sport that has to find you. You know what I mean? It's like you can't go out and search to become a UFC fighter. Like I think like martial arts and stuff like this finds the right people, and then they just kind of go and excel.
It is loved martial arts.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm from the Bruce Lee era, so had appreciation for that. This is beyond that. This is this Mortal Kombat thing. This
really
feet,
is.
Hands, and getting you down, scrappling, is so barbaric that a million pay-per-views. I know Mikey Mars, he won't sleep tonight.
No, fortunately for Mike, he doesn't have to be up at 5 in the morning and here the next day.
That's right. If this were Sunday night, he'd be cooked.
Yeah, he'd pull an all-nighter, I guarantee.
Yeah, he'd do it from here.
Oh, yeah.
He might as well just come here and do it. Yeah. But, no, it's a good call. I mean, Lamont is up. And a lot of people are making this like the Masters appointment viewing.
Masters Movement Day rolling into this evening, I have my evening completely set up for me. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is so brutal. Interesting. So we'll have to surmise this one. This is going to be, I don't know, I'm going to have to jump in with this one.
No, you should. It'll be a late night, but it'll all be worth it. Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway are fighting. I know those names don't mean anything to you.
Not yet.
But Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway. So you know how like a lot of these UFC fights, if they spend too much time on the ground, fans will boo.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that with these two guys. They will stand in there, eat a punch, throw another. It's going to be Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway is absolutely going to be the best fight on the card tonight, without a doubt. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
for
you're
it.
Selling me.
I'm
you
so
really
excited.
You really are selling me. Interesting. Hadn't because I got that 9 a.m. tip off tomorrow, which
you can do that from home.
Yeah, if it's 9, it's 6. I mean, it's always
yeah.
The length of the show equals the length of prep on day of.
That's a good
just,
point.
That's just
good
a rule point. Of thumb.
It's true.
If not, you're cutting yourself short.
Yeah.
And that's just unacceptable. You got to have standards.
I'll send you a report.
Yeah, well, I might Mikey Mike, I might hear from him tonight before it's over.
I'm sure you will.
It wouldn't and we got Nat today's 4:07 kicking off. It's action packed, but nothing defines action like UFC.
Yeah. This is a sneaky one of the best parts of the sports calendar of the year.
Yeah, WWE. We didn't get a chance to connect. Well, we didn't connect fully on that. Did you have a take on WWE and WrestleMania? Have you done that? Is that on the bucket list? Are you off?
So I'm not like as big of a wrestling head as a bunch of my friends are.
Okay.
So it's not as high on my list. But it's certainly on the list for sure. WrestleMania was fun. It was nice to see Cody finally get the belt. He deserved it. But I mean, that's kind of really my only thoughts. I didn't follow it too much as a kid, so it's like I understand. I have a vague understanding of what's going on, and Triple H is taking it in a great new direction that I think is really going to save WWE, which I think is
fun. Yeah, great businessman. I was impressed with him. Yeah, and that was good. So we got a lot to look forward to, as long as it's competitive and it stays above board and entertaining. No doubt about that, and no one can argue that. At all, but I still, my nightmare here locally is that we don't have somebody competing for a championship.
Yeah, we were talking about this on AWOD.
Yeah.
He asked the question, when will be the next, if the Caps faltered this year, when the next time we'll see a DC team in the playoffs? And defenders don't count, so, well, they count, but
well, they
not
do,
in
yeah.
the way that, not in
I
my
understand
heart.
That. They're going to have to count because we may need them to count. If without them,
it's true.
You may be looking at a goose egg. So I would caution yourself on that. Well, it's going to be good as we attack the 3 o'clock hour. Love to get you involved with us. Interactive. That's what makes this magical. The fact that you get a chance to come back at us and come hard, and we expect you to do that right here on Overtime. Boy, time just flies. Really flies whether or not you're having fun. But if you're having fun, it does make it seem like it does have legs, but it's all good. It's kind of hard. Weekends are interesting because a lot of major events, everything comes around to this. And coming up, March Madness, which it just never gets old. I mean,
it's sneaky, like I said, sneaky one of the best times of the sports calendar year, because you got March Madness, leads right into usually around this time there's a big UFC card, and usually around this time is first weekend of April, so it's the Masters. So those are three big ones right there that a lot of people wait all year for. And then around this time, baseball season's really getting into it. Then in a couple weeks, like, NBA's winding down. This is the last weekend of all that. So they're getting their playoff picture, getting that ready to go.
And then the gorilla in the room. You didn't even mention the gorilla in the room.
Now you got
NFL
thinking,
draft.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is just.
In the Motor City, I might add.
Yeah.
I mean, how quick, and this is what gives me hope. Detroit was a
ghost town.
Trash receptacle.
Yeah.
And now I was talking to Brother Carpenter, the Wolverine, and he was saying when he was in Detroit, Lions posters, there's a buzz. It's a football town, too.
Yeah.
But they've been dormant for so long. So anybody that flips the script, like the Bengals flipped the script 30 years, and they were a trash site.
It's crazy what happens to a city when your football team is bad.
Well, it's also funny what happens when one person at one particular position, quarterback. That's why I never say, we're not wasting our time. We're not milking the clock. It is the single biggest decision a football franchise will ever make. It is the only sport that is underrepresented in terms of talent. There's no other sport that is void of a number one player at that respective position in all of sports. I challenge you to prove me wrong. Every netminder in the NHL is a number one. He'd be a number one on any other team you put him on. There's nobody playing up, or there's no frauds. I will challenge anybody listening to give me more than a dozen NFL quarterbacks that you would take a punch in the face for.
You really got me thinking now. I want to start rattling off names, but that's just
it's
bad
impossible.
Radio.
No, it's impossible. You can do it at the break, and you can. I hope you got a marker. And several of them.
It's like I gotta.
So the way I look at this, and what's interesting to me, because my youth. I had Hadel, I had Unitas, I had Kemp, I had, it's a potpourri, you name it.
Yeah.
Everybody was a quarterback that they were all, that guy's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
The Brown, everybody. And I go with all the 7-on-7s, all the innovations, all the prep schools, all this, everything we got. And of course, the NIL. There's about 15 schools that have been running that program for the last decade.
Of course, yeah.
All right, now the rest of everybody's catching up. Even with all that, they couldn't produce. We have a shortage of a talent in the number one sport on the planet, and we cannot fulfill it. And so, and you know it's bad because they've gone to all different alternatives. The sport was designed to be in our society like the kingpin of sports, coveted by this guy. They made rules up for him. He couldn't be with a certain person, had to be of a certain nationality, had to have all these things were kind of cryptic put into it. Well, that didn't work out. Couldn't fit the bill, couldn't fill the order. And the game, and that's why the Kaepernick thing is so interesting to me. We have so many stories that are untold, that are not finished. This guy's out of the game, and he went to the Super Bowl. I believe he's as good as the bottom half of this. I know he's better than every backup. I'd bet against him. I'd take him. But might he be as good as the bottom five starters?
I think he might.
Isn't it worth a look-see? I mean, how can you look your fan base in the eyes and say, I'm about winning? And this guy's been on the curb for the last 3 years.
I'm about winning. Now, here's Desmond Ridder. Woohoo!
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Desmond's going to make a living. A lot of these clowns making livings at this sport. You can't find it. You can't. There's a major. There's a number one pitcher. Our kid just had arm surgery. Just took him in to get arm surgery, okay? Check his arm. Well, you knew in the opening game in Cincinnati, you thought, something's up.
Something's wrong.
His first two starts, it was terrible. And you're going, no, he's better than that.
And I'm sure I'm sure this wasn't something he was hiding. I'm sure
he probably sees it. Like, I don't feel right. Athlete, he probably, I got this. I'll rub it off. Give me some alcohol. Spit on it. You know, we were so, I just wonder why this is not not a bigger target or topic, because maybe it's just me. You could say, well, the center in basketball, never NBA team doesn't have a big. Well, the game is in transition. It really is. That's why this watching the NCAA finals looked odd to us. It was really, we haven't had two giraffes.
No.
Going at it in such a long time.
Not since I was alive, right?
Yeah, it looked a little strange because the game has been altered. But this quarterback thing to me is really strange that it's not a bigger topic. And Joe Gibbs, who no one has done what I saw him do, had a coach with on the other field with three guys every day. He dedicated a coach to one guy to two people or three people. He understood the development was – you can't develop a guy during practice if he's not getting reps.
Right.
He's the only guy I've seen understood, no, this guy needs to have his own setup.
Yeah.
We have to accelerate his growth. And I watched all those kids sit – they were on that practice field with Jerry Rome, quarterback coach and former NFL star himself. He had these gloves on because these boys were throwing the ball, would have killed him. I haven't seen anyone else do that. It's not even discussed. How ignorant can you be to put this level of athlete over on a scout team and have him throw somebody else's stuff he don't even know is?
Yeah.
So Joe's the only, and he did it 20 years ago, and it didn't catch on, and the guy left you a blueprint.
Yeah, he showed you the map.
He showed you a blueprint, and it's like the line of scrimmage matters. And nobody's – well, they're not – I know why they're not forced to follow it. Because what other sport can you make a fortune and be in last place every year?
It's pretty insane. The
well, that's what makes it so weak.
Yeah.
What makes it so weak, everything should be winner take all. I've been saying this for so long. I wish it was $1.5 million per player. The Super Bowl should be bigger than we could ever imagine. It is big now for advertisers. It should be that big for the players. It should be generational. Did you win it and won it? It's like beyond this. But they keep this thing so safe so they can protect the morons that they hire and the people that are unqualified to hold these positions. And they really got a little club med that they've developed. And it insulates them. It gives them generational wealth. It gives them to where they can filter their family members all through it, friends and family. And then the consumer, and it was this betting thing. When I came in, you couldn't wager.
No.
It was ingenious. Ingenious. Because now you never get bored. So if a team sucks, you got a team like here, last place team, you still got people making money off of them.
Yeah, it's...
I know nobody wants to hear this like that because you want to stay stuck on stupid. But I'm just telling you, the reality is that You've backed a loser for so long, and the loser's made a profit. A man's in another country with $2 billion profit who did a horrible job. And who got stuck with it? We did. Yeah. You and I did.
Yep. We sure did.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I ain't going down that way again.
No.
No, you're going to be called out.
I will personally make sure of it. You're damn
right.
This platform.
You're damn right. Because we're left with it. You know, this is what we have to claim. Otherwise, another group will do it. Not this group,
that's right,
per se. But no, it's time that we put pressure on the people to deliver us a better product. Because we're giving you support. And in return, all we ask is your best effort. Can't guarantee victories, but your best effort. But you can't be as bad as we've been.
No.
That's just impossible.
Impossible without, you know, one guy dipping his finger in there and messing up the whole drink.
Oh, yeah. No. You just can't. We got to protect, and it's not that complicated. Got to protect better.
The sanctity of football.
Protection.
That's right.
Short yardage. Goal. It's not that complicated.
No, it's not.
Don't let them trick you into thinking that this is a math equation. It's not.
If you need a yard, you need to be able to get a yard. That's about it.
Yeah, that's why I love Witt Jr. I love our press conference. Our people now, assembling the right people is half the battle.
That press conference had me jacked up.
Still remember it.
Oh, yeah.
I almost want to put it on a loop, and I go, no, I got to peek myself. I got to pace myself. I got to pace myself. You know, I got to do that. Speaking of that, we'll pace ourselves before we enter the fourth quarter and the final two-minute warning to be even more appropriate right here on Overtime. DOC, Mad Max, doing what we do. Back in a moment. Ziggy 62 on X. Hey, Kevin, according to Kevin, Coach Sheehan, are you at Butler's cabin right now? That's interesting. That was funny. And Matt Jones on X says, I love it when you have the great coach Butch McAdams on. He reminds me a lot of the great John Thompson. He's older now, unfortunately, but he comes with wisdom. He comes with the knowledge. If you listen to him, you learn a lot. And you sit back and you go, oh, yeah. It's all good. No, we're all, man, honored, privileged, lucky to have Coach and that whole generation of gym rats that Coach would talk about endlessly that would be at the Boys Club, number two, and they'd be sitting there watching hoop. Hoopsters love watching the game, and they're never bored by it. They never get enough of it. No different than a scholar does with a good book. You know, they love knowledge, and it's all good. Yeah, it is all good. I UFC action tonight, watching the highlights. Also, shout out to not the Beer Snake because they're in Arlington, but the good guys in red and white, the DC Defenders, up by one right now against Arlington. And, yeah, I am pulling. I really am pulling for UFL. A summer. I do think spring football can stick and stay. That I think there's more than enough space for it. I did not like the two leagues going at once. I thought that was a little bit overkill. But I understand the process, and now they're together. Max, did you say you had been to Audi Field? You've not yet to do that.
So I've been to Audi Field for a Washington Spirit game. I've been for a DC United game.
Okay,
I have yet to make it for a Defenders game.
For football. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, it's really enjoyable. Really enjoyable. I like seeing that. Like new stadiums, do not want to go through the time that it takes. The rebuild.
No.
You know, I just don't know that. Is that our Kevin in Arlington?
Believe it is.
Oh, it is. All right. Kev, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy. How are you today, Doc?
I am fantastic, man. It's working with Max, man, watching him do what he does. He's a genius in the development.
It. Yeah. Hey, a couple things. First of all, my heart goes out to the McClinton family.
Yeah.
Doc, I was there, luckily. I believe it was Columbus Day, mm-hmm. Monday Night Football. Skins end up at 5-0, fall of 78, mm-hmm. and Harold McClinton had the game of his life, mm-hmm. and there wasn't a touchdown scored in the game. The final was 9-5, mm-hmm. 4 field goals and a safety, and it was just, when I think of Harold, I think of that, and his son was a hell of a hoopster, and I just, it breaks your heart, but I just wanted to give that memory. I don't know how many people here listening remember back when Tank had that game on Monday Night Football, but I'll never forget it.
Yeah, brother. It was a lot of memories, man. I'm happy. It's always you saddened whenever you lose anybody
yes.
that you like. It's a good person. I'm happy to have had the opportunity to meet the whole family. His mother is a saint. You know, his brother watching him at JMU, and I remember a game Coach Naki coached. And they came down to play. It's just watching them grow up here and be just good people. I mean, it's just – and that's why people have had no problem calling in and saying things that they weren't forced to say. This family earned it.
Yeah, no, without a question. And they're in my prayers. And they've made a lasting mark in the DMV in terms of their contributions to the sporting world and the enjoyment of fans here in the area. But back to your unicorn conversation, which I love mm-hmm. about quarterbacks. And mm-hmm. to me, yes, it is the ultimate unicorn position in all professional sports, certainly in North America.
Mm-hmm.
When we think of the four major sports. And I remember because my late father was a West Point grad, and he actually went back to West Point in the late 50s and was a leadership professor, but he was also assistant coach on the lacrosse team. He played lacrosse at West Point. But when he was there in the late 40s and, you know, just following all of West Point sports, Coach Lombardi was the man.
Mm-hmm.
He was an O-line coach under the head coach there, Coach Blake. And then, of course, he went to the Giants, become an O coordinator, and then, you know, the rest is history when he finally, later in his life, at the time, got that job in Green Bay, and the legend began. So my dad always liked Lombardi, and so I always read everything I could about Lombardi. And David Moranis wrote just the seminal biography on Lombardi. It's called When Pride Still Mattered. And even in that book, and even in the early 60s, Lombardi was lamenting just how important and how difficult it is to win in the National Football League without that quarterback position. This was before the game modernized, et cetera. In other words, back then he was, you know, obviously he was tremendous at being an architect of the running game, but you know, Bart Starr doesn't get nearly enough credit for what a unicorn he was.
Amen.
In the early 60s.
Amen and, to that.
And so you're absolutely right. I don't. It's such a pivotal thing. I remember so many of my friends being hard on Joe T because Joe had the, you know, the unfortunate task of having to follow Sonny and Billy,
mm-hmm.
and plus, you know, to get his start in Washington, he came down from the CFL. You know, he was on that strike team, so Joe mm-hmm. had to overcome a lot, and a lot of people that didn't appreciate how great he was. Boy, they look back now and say, God, it's been over 35 years since we – shoot, it's almost been 40 years since we had a quarterback who, for many years, was among the best in the league. And we haven't had it since, and we need it again. The only thing I would just add is the only other position that is so impactful, but more so in the playoffs, if you will, than in the regular season – it's the goaltending position in hockey. There, if you don't have – I'm convinced the biggest reason the Caps only had one cup is we only had that one run where Holtby was, you know, at his all-time best. You've got to have great goaltending
to consistently win, to win more than one cup. It's why the Penguins with Fleury won two. It's why the Kings with Quick won two. You know, I go on and on. To be a multiple cup winner, you've got to have great goaltending.
I'm not arguing that, but all I'm saying is that every team has at least a legitimate one.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Fair point. And that's why I mentioned no in playoffs, though. You can have a legitimate one, but playoff goaltending is a whole different animal.
Well, playoff hockey is a different sport, and it probably
changes
the complexity of any other sport I've ever seen in my life. Because that puck, and it has a mind of its own.
Yeah,
and it defies human reflexes. You cannot account for everything that it's going to do. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Stud. That was nice. Brothers on base. That was awesome. Yeah. You know how when you end on an awesome call, I can tell you so many times that I've had Big Tony as my last caller, and it is just ruined. It almost affects the next show.
The next show and the rest of your night.
And the rest of my day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how one person can have such a negative effect, you know, on me. And all night I'll be getting texts from him. Did you see this? Did you watch this movie? I cannot get rid of him. Well, A's and Nats, Gore and Broyle on the bump. Who are you going with?
Give me Mackenzie Gore.
Okay, I'm just checking. You don't have to be a homer to
beat
the Warriors. No, you don't.
I want to be.
Yeah, there you go. You may want to be. It may be a career move for you that would be smart, but I think in the end, people respect the fact you can get off the home team if you're from another area and you're a diehard for your home team, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. You don't get to do that twice. And so, once again, brother, good spending 3.5 hours with you.
It's always good spending 3.5 hours. I didn't know when I saw a big shadowy figure come across the door, I was like, no way.
Well, you know, it's gotta be, it's always a way.
I thought it was the big fella. I thought it was Big Chris coming in saying,
that's a compliment to be compared to the big fella. I think I get him tomorrow.
Sure.
And
do.
I'm shocked anytime I come here and he's not here. But he's Iron Man. You call it heavy metal. I'll call him Iron Man Chris. All right, my brother.